So that's what it says here. So this actually is how one, if we take the function g to be 1 inside the unit circle, this is the classic way of calculating pi. It says generate a random number uniformly between 0 and 1, that's called x. Generate another random number between 0 and 1, that's called y. Calculate the integrand, which is g prime, that's 1 if and only if x squared plus y squared is less than or equal to 1, it's 0 otherwise. Sum this result, divide by the number of points, and that up to a factor is pi, is probably pi by 4. So the function we're integrating is 1 if x squared plus y squared less than or equal to 1, 0 outside. So what that illustrates is two things. So that's actually a discontinuous function we're integrating, because g prime is discontinuous at the edge of the circle, because it's 1 up to the circle and then 0. So we could not use Simpson's rule. We would not be allowed to use Simpson's rule to do this integral, where we take minus 1 to plus 1, divide that into a bunch of equal grid points in x, and then minus 1 to plus 1 in y, divide that into equal grid points, and then use Simpson's rule to do the integral. That would give the wrong answer, because the thing we're integrating is not a differentiable function. If we wish to use Simpson's rule, you'd have to generate x between minus 1 and plus 1, and then y between plus or minus the square root of 1 minus x squared. You have to take explicit recognition of the boundary. So that's a key advantage of Monte Carlo. When you're doing Monte Carlo integration, you do not have to put the boundaries or the discontinuity, which are often discontinuities, into the boundaries of the integration domain. You can always take an arbitrary bounding box, which includes the domain you want to integrate over, generate your points in that bounding box, and calculate whether or not the point lies inside.